Africa Report.
The Africa Report, as we say bonjour to Monsieur Jean-Jacques Conish. A very good morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Bonjour to you, Abs. And I can't tell you how well I am because there are no words for it.
Interesting time. Certainly, Cairo, what's the latest coming out of there?
Well, we're hearing, you know, there's a big accent on safety of women and women being able to move around their cities without being hampered. But Cairo is the most dangerous mega city. That's a city over 10 million people for women to live in. It's pretty dangerous. I mean, for example, in Delhi and Sao Paulo are the two most dangerous cities regarding sexual harassment. The best cities for women are London, Tokyo, and Paris. But this is really just about women having the right to move around. And I mean, I'm watching on telly the stories of what happens to women in taxis and that sort of thing. Absolutely shameful that in this day and age this should still be happening. People not taking an activist role to enable what is really a basic right, eh?
And just talking to that, Jean-Jacques, though, in terms of Cairo, though, are they winning the battle, though? Is Egypt winning?
You know, difficult to say. I was there not that long ago, and they have a huge, huge way to come back. I mean, the military coup, which they don't talk about, but which became the new government, is working terribly hard, and they seem to make progress with, say, the United States, and then suddenly the United States stops military aid because of human rights violations. There's no doubt about it that the people in Cairo are frightened at this time and are not speaking out as freely as they did just a few years ago. The battle for better human rights there and for greater political freedoms is being waged daily.
And then you talk about four British missionaries kidnapped in Nigeria.
This is in Delta State. And, you know, we used to have regular kidnappings there of oil executives and oil workers by militant groups. But here we have these four missionaries. We don't know exactly who did it. It's suspected that the militant group Karowe is responsible. No demands have been made for them. These are missionaries who have been living and working there for 10 years. So I don't know what kidnappers expect to get grabbing missionaries, because who has the money to free them? Let's wait and see, but let's hope that the missionaries in that country and in others are able to continue their very important work.
And what's the latest coming out of Somali?
Well, we have this most interesting development. The intelligence official says that the truck bomb at the weekend, you know, that killed more than 300 people, that was aimed at, or initially aimed at, people who blew up outside a hotel, but it was aimed at a Turkish military base. Now, on the 30th of September, Turkey opened this military base. It's establishing its presence in this troubled country, but it has an establishing a presence in East Africa. Turkey wants to play a bigger role in Africa. And this base was training 10,000 soldiers. There were about 500 Turkish officers, or 200 Turkish officers, training them there. Turkey, of course, has stepped in at this point and has taken a number of those injured, more than 300 injured in the truck bomb, for medical treatment in Turkey. But interesting, though, that we thought they might have been, the terrorists might have been aiming at the foreign ministry. In this case, it was, we understand now, that the Turkish base. And clearly, Al-Shabaab, they haven't yet claimed responsibility for it, but they'll do it again if that's what they want. The military base, which is fully fledged with prisons, barracks, all sorts of things. It's a multi-million dollar base, Turkey's biggest military base outside its own borders. So they'll no doubt have again. So we're going to have to watch the security there very closely.
What more can we say? Africa, my Africa. Jean-Jacques Conish, thank you so much, sir. A very good morning to you.
And to you. À la semaine prochaine.
À la semaine prochaine.